Welcome to the Transom Podcast, a monthly roundup of the new features on the transom.org website, providing mathematical puzzles, games, learning activities, and the ever-popular mathematics lesson starter of the day. Here's your host, John Tranter.
Hello, and welcome to podcast number 124 for the month of March 2025. And once again, I'm traveling, so I'm using not my normal equipment. So apologies for the sound quality for this podcast, but I hope the message gets through. Okay, let's start, as usual, with the puzzle of the month.
Adil Adgood, a hardworking student, has earned a number of trophies in the last month. She wants to share them among her three younger brothers, according to these fractions of the total. The eldest brother receives half of them, the middle brother one-third of them, the youngest brother one-eighth of them. At first glance, it seems impossible to divide the number of trophies she has exactly into halves, thirds, and eighths. Then someone suggests borrowing one extra trophy from a friend, temporarily increasing the number of trophies Adil has. Now the given fractions are possible, and there will be one trophy left over, which can be returned to the friend. How many trophies did Adil initially have?
That's the Transom Puzzle for this month. The challenge is set. Have a think. Make a plan. You have 1 month to figure it out. Send in your solution as soon as you can.
So there you have it. How many trophies did Adil initially have? Please let me know if you come up with a solution. Please let me know how you thought about this puzzle. What was your strategy? How did you do it? Or how did your students do it? Drop me an email to podcast@transom.org. Okay, so while you think about that, here are some of the key resources added to the Transom website during the last month. Unitary method, well, it's not a new activity, but there's now a new level. And just when you thought you were proficient solving proportion questions using this method of reducing things to one, you will now see a level three in which algebra is introduced. So I hope your students enjoy the challenge. That's called unitary method, and the link, as are all the other links of things I talk about in this podcast, can be found at transom.org/newsletter. Scale setting. So we've had for many years an exercise with many levels on reading scales on the website. So now there are 20 questions requiring students to set scales. So a reading will be given, sort of a target, and they have to move the pointer to be as close as possible to that number on the given scale. So this could be a warm-up activity before moving on to the more substantial reading scales set of exercises. The next new activity is called Counting To and Fro. What a jolly title. It is adapted from a 1926 puzzle called Pussy and the Mouse. You can give level 1 to year 5 students, I guess, but level 4 is strictly senior students and rocket scientists. Each level is based on a different context, ranging from kittens with hats, why not, to aliens with funny names. So have a look at that, Counting To and Fro. A bit different, really makes you think. Hope you enjoy it. Now, I remember a long, long time ago, octagon loops was the thing. It was originally developed as an investigation in England in 1992 by SEAC, the National Assessment Agency. And this investigation was an assessment tool for students. And they printed, must have been millions of octagon cards So they're a bit like beer mats, I always thought, about the same size as a beer mat, and in the shape of an octagon. And students would have a big stack of these octagons, and they could put them together to make loops on their desks. So now there's an interactive version of this investigation on the Transom website. And what can your students find out about putting octagons in loops and then counting the inside edges and the outside edges? Have a go at that. Now, there's a new starter for the 8th of February. It's called Spin the Wheel. And spinning the wheel randomly selects a number from 2 to 9. And whichever number appears becomes the theme for 9 questions in each of the following topics: arithmetic, decimals, percentages, and fractions. So you could have all of those topics, or if you prefer not to use a specific topic, simply hide the panel by clicking on the button at the top right. And the questions have been designed so that it's a very quick and simple thing. You could ask the students to write down their answers, I suppose. Or you could just have a answer by show of hands type method, whichever is going to suit the beginning of your lesson for that spin the wheel activity. Right, March is a busy day for themed days. For example, the 4th of March is Pancake Day in the UK, but there is a pancake activity to do on the website called Pancake Day. Then the 6th of March is World Book Day. Again, there's a page on Transom for World Book Day. The big one, the 14th of March, is Pi Day. Need I say more? But the number of ideas grows year by year. On the 17th of March is St. Patrick's Day. And the 21st of March is World Poetry Day. Yes, poetry in maths, why not? So, links for all of those 5 important dates are in the newsletter. Okay, finally, the answer to last month's puzzle, which was...
How many different asymmetrical triangles can be drawn by joining 3 of the vertices of a regular hexagon?
And the first 5 puzzlers to contact me were Rick, Marla, Shriak, Chloe, and Esther. Thank you very much, and thanks for everyone that had a go at that puzzle and tried to find out the answer. It was all about making triangles, well, asymmetrical triangles, by joining the vertices of a regular hexagon. So there's lots of different ways you could think about this. For example, you could think, well, point A, there are 10 different triangles that could be drawn, including point A. But of these, only 6 are asymmetrical. So if you multiply this 6 by the 6 vertices, you get 36. But because each triangle has got 3 vertices of its own, it could be in any one of 3 orientations, you have to divide that by 3 and get the answer 12. So that's not the only way, and probably not even the best way of thinking about this activity. I've put in the newsletter all 12 different triangles that we're talking about here. And I've actually produced a worksheet as well, if you wanted to print that off and get students to have a go with pencil and paper doing that activity. Feel free. Okay, good luck with this month's puzzle. Looking forward to hear from you. That's all for now. Oh, apart from to say that some think the term zero was introduced by Brahmagupta. Thanks for nothing.
Thank you for downloading and listening to the Transum podcast. You can find the website at www.transum.org, where you're welcome to use all of the activities absolutely free, or jump in with both feet and become a Transum subscriber.